Module 5, How to Create Teamwork. You can't throw a bunch of puzzle pieces on the table and expect them to automatically fit together to create the picture. You have to move the pieces around and make sure they fit. Assembling a team is very similar. You have to create teamwork and make those puzzle pieces form the desired picture. Identify group and individual responsibilities. A horse pulling a buggy relies on the driver to tell him which direction to go. The driver has to tell the horse where to go and how quickly to get there. Being clear about an individual and the group's responsibilities is the first step in creating teamwork. Each team member does their part to make sure that the team reaches the goal. Understanding your role and what others' roles are helps the team move forward. When identifying these responsibilities, make sure that you are very clear. Unclear directions can put your horse and buggy in the ditch. Give permission to take action. A high-performance team is made up of highly skilled and dedicated members. These members are willing to do what it takes to complete their goal. They have the knowledge to know if something isn't going right and how to fix it. As a leader, you should give your team the ability to fix problems when they arise or even before they arise. Giving them the ability to take action when needed only helps strengthen that ownership of their job and project. Build relationships between team members and management. Teamwork is built on mutual trust, respect, and of course, communication. When your team doesn't have that mutual trust and respect for management, you are not going to have good teamwork. Without building a good relationship between management and team members, the dynamic of the team becomes a them versus us situation. Making sure that you take the time to build a good relationship between team members and management is essential. Team members need to be comfortable with communicating with their management team. Being able to share problems with management or even new ideas is what helps to create an effective team. Give feedback. Feedback means relaying reactions to an employee's idea, performance, etc. Feedback doesn't have to just come from management, but it can also come from fellow team members. Feedback is important when building a team because it allows the team members to know what they are doing right and what needs to be worked on. It helps them see and troubleshoot the areas that need to be adjusted. Feedback can be given at any interval or any process of what a team is doing. Feedback can even be given to address a team member's attitude. Letting the team members know where they stand only helps strengthen the employee and the team. Case study. Donald is trying to create a production team to help with his business. He makes educational gift baskets for school-aged kids. He has created a team of people to help him with his growing business. Walter is the team member who is in charge of following trends with school-aged children. Knowing if dinosaurs are popular among 7-year-olds is an important marketing asset for Donald's company. Donald is very impressed with Walter. He seems to understand what the children are interested in. Walter is feeling a little uneasy in his role. He doesn't know Donald very well and hasn't gotten any feedback on how Donald feels he is performing in his job duties. Donald does not communicate much with the team, only basic instructions when necessary.